The Worst of Times by James Lincoln Collier, narrated by Charles Carroll. Chapter 1. On Saturday morning, Mom sent me down to Santini's grocery store for eggs and a couple of other things. We were going over to Uncle Mort's at lunchtime to hear President Roosevelt's inaugural address, and Mom had told Aunt May that she would bring a cake. Not that she had to, for Uncle Mort and Aunt May had a cook and maids to serve us, and there would be plenty of food. But Mom always liked to bring something anyway. I was coming out of the store holding the paper bag under one arm when this kid came out of the dark alley alongside the store where Mr. Santini kept his garbage cans. The kid was wearing the most raggedy clothes I ever saw on anybody. The toes of his shoes had split open, and his own toes were sticking out, bare and dirty, because he had no socks. There were holes in both knees of his pants. His jacket was dirty and rumpled, like it hadn't been cleaned for months, and one pocket was ripped off and hanging down. Under the jacket, he wore just a dirty brown sweater filled with holes. His black hair looked like it had been cut with a knife and stuck out in all directions. He was skinny, and there were dark circles under his eyes. I judged he was about 12, my age. He was half-crouched, shoving something into his mouth. His eyes were wide, scared that he'd been caught at something. He stared at me, and I stared at him. He swallowed and took his hand away from his mouth. "I know you," he said. "You're Petey Williamson." I was startled. "How come you know me?" He took a quick look around as if he were getting ready to make a run for it.